This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's Two Guys, One Booth coming up in about 20 minutes. Mark Schlereth and then the Shoddy press conference coming up after that, so we have a very busy afternoon. 3 hours of sports remaining. Here's Wolchuk with his daily football fix.
Crazy deadline that it was. Cowboys making two moves. If you missed it, they give up a seventh rounder to get Logan Wilson, the linebacker from Cincinnati. And then the big one is a second rounder this year, a first rounder that will be the higher of the two first round picks between them and Green Bay in 2027, and Mazi Smith going to the Jets to get Quinnen Williams, the outstanding defensive tackle who, according to the 33rd team, has recorded 25.5 sacks on plays where he lined up as a defensive tackle or nose tackle. The only other player that has more sacks in that span since 2020 is Javon Hargrave, who has 30. He's also got the most double-team pressures in the NFL among defensive tackles since 2022. The second most, his new teammate, Osa Adigizua. Hopefully that helps out Osa, Kobe Turner, Dexter Lawrence, Jaron Reed, the others on that list. And another wrinkle that I didn't consider, Texter asked this, Quinnen Williams and Alabama Crimson Tide played with Trayvon Diggs at Alabama. Does Diggs now have a buddy back?
Oh, maybe he's got a...
he's buying back in.
He's got a friend.
He's got a friend now. And Williams did say, according to Connor Hughes, who covers the Jets, that the Cowboys were the team that he wanted to go to. If he was going to be moved. So hopefully this ends up working out.
I'm
excited.
Do you think it's the coach? I mean, do you think the coach
I'm sure Aaron Wycotton has a lot to do with that, everything to do with that.
Yeah, I think so.
Because he loved him. He was great under Aaron Wycotton. Outstanding run defender. Really big when it comes to forced fumbles. I thought that was a keynote from him. Has been a very good pass rusher throughout his career. Maybe this year the numbers are a little bit down, but change of scenery. I'm hoping there's an uptick there for your Dallas Cowboys. So all of a sudden, a position that they've neglected that was a big weakness at defensive tackle. You got a lot. You got a lot of bodies, a lot of options, and you said adios to one Mazi Smith. Now, let's get this call back. This is from draft day, Quinnen Williams with the Jets. He's doing a little interview, and this moment happened.
To the different character things. Listen, thank you that I got here, so.
Just sneezes and blesses himself.
And thanks himself.
Thanks himself. Bless you. Thank you. What a sweet man.
Interesting character.
I'm trying to become more of bless you guy.
Bless you, thank you.
You know, I sneeze so much that it just annoys the heck out of me. I think I need to become, what is it, thank you after somebody blesses you? I don't think I do that enough either. Like, my sneezing protocol is so off.
Have you ever reminded somebody that you have a problem? Not you, but like myself. If I sneeze one time, I sneeze 12 times.
Yeah.
And so I mean, somebody else says, bless you, man. And I say,
hold on.
This, like, hey, I'm going to sneeze 12 more times. You don't have to say it, you know? But is one time good enough? You don't have to say it anymore after
that. I just go one time, because then if you have a sneeze attack, I'm not going to just, achoo, thank you.
Which I will.
Bless you.
I will. I'll have a
thank
sneeze
you, bless you, thank you.
Yeah, I think you want to hold your water on the bless you, see if they're going to crank out a handful more, and then come over the top, and you just bless all the previous sneezes just, that took place.
Yeah, bless you.
You know,
are you saying that because you might die because you're sneezing? Is that the deal?
You could blow your brain out.
I did always hear like if you hold it in,
I did for a long time.
Like your eyes could
cause an aneurysm out of your. I bet you swallowed gum too.
I never swallowed gum.
You didn't?
Not a gum swallower. No.
All right. Well,
not a gum swallower. Mm-mm. It's on
as a kid. You ever swallow gum?
I think it may have. Yeah,
I was swallowing gum left and right.
That's not a surprise.
I didn't want to litter and spit on the floor. If you don't have a trash can in striking distance, then the body becomes the trash.
Just walk outside and throw it.
The 7-year rule is a joke. It was a myth.
The 7-year rule. Oh, that it just stays in your stomach.
Yeah.
I think that was myth busted, but I don't know. I wasn't swallowing the gum. Not a thing for me. A big other trades in the National Football League today. The Jets were busy. We did mention this, but maybe you're just now getting in the car. Sauce Gardner, 2 1s, and A.D. Mitchell from the Colts. So the Jets are loaded up with picks. They've got 2 first-rounders, 2 second-rounders in 2026, 3 first-rounders in 2027. They're ready to tank for Arch, are the New York Jets. This is going to be a party. Can't wait to see him in a Jets uniform in a couple of years. Actually, I don't wish that on Arch. I really don't. That would not be good. But it is shaping up to be possibly a very good quarterback class there for the Jets in 2027. So we'll see what way they can mess that up, because the Jets are always going to jet. Saints have dealed Rashid Shaheed to the Seattle Seahawks. He's now going to pair with JSN, Rockwall Zone, along with Cooper Kupp, Jake Bobo, and Derek Young. They've had some injuries there at wide receiver, so they needed Shaheed. He's got at 27 years old, 44 catches, almost 500 yards, one of the best deep threats in the game. So Seattle, who just beat the brakes off of Washington and the Commanders now, you got to think they're toast. They lost Lattimore with an ACL. You have the elbow injury now with Jaden Daniels. I don't think he's coming back this year. But, the Eagles are probably just going to be cruising away with this division, and it sucks. I absolutely hate it. Raiders trade Jacoby Myers to the Jags for 2 draft picks, so we thought maybe Brian Thomas would be on the block, as Gavin noted. Not. And Travis Hunter now hurt as well, so they needed a wide receiver. Jacoby Myers gets his wish. He leaves Vegas. No movements, though, for Bradley Chubb, for Minkah Fitzpatrick, Jermaine Johnson, Breece Hall, Trey Hendrickson, Max Crosby. All those guys end up staying with their former teams here at the deadline. Then you have Jacoby Brissett. Has he taken over as the starting quarterback for the Cardinals? Ian Rappaport says yes. Mm. Jacoby Brissett has been named as the Arizona Cardinals starting quarterback. Now, Jonathan Gannon is saying it's a short week. I like what the offense is doing right now. I just want to go ahead and have this lined up. It's not necessarily we're moving on from Kyler. Maybe they're taking this week to week, but I don't know. I think the writing is on the wall here. Kyler is Dunsky there in Arizona.
You definitely want to buy yourself some time and see if it keeps working with Jacoby Brissett. I mean, I think long-term, Kyler Murray's going to be the better player, but maybe it's run its course there. Maybe the guys enjoy playing for Brissett more than Murray, and there's something to do with the momentum that he's established. But, I mean, he showed last night, and even before last night, you don't need the Cowboys' defense. He did it against quality competition the previous 2 weeks. Like, he's a starting caliber player. It's one of the reasons the Cowboys were so high on him when they were looking for a new backup when Cooper Rush left.
Yeah, John Machota did have this nugget, though. The Cowboys have played Jacoby Brissett, Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, Mariota, Bryce Young, Fields, Love, Williams, Wilson, Hurts. They've all combined for 68.5% of their passes while throwing for 254 yards a game, 22 touchdowns, only 4 picks. Combined passer rating, 112.3, second highest in the league. They've also combined for 4 rushing touchdowns. So it is, you play the Cowboys, you're going to look like a Hall of Fame quarterback. But hopefully Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson and DeMarvian Overshown, maybe Savone Revel, maybe we can get Josh Butler back in there. And Malik Hooker coming back. I don't know. Can we just, glass half full, let's pray and let's hope. Let's bless each other.
I think at some point towards the end of the season, like, this defense could round into not being complete crap. And I'm with you, Wolchuk.
They could maybe not be Poochies.
Yeah.
Could they just be Cheese?
I think so.
Maybe. Yeah,
I think that's realistic.
Do you think there may be, by all these guys coming back and the trades they made, that they might actually have a chance against a Philadelphia and a Kansas City and a Detroit?
Could be close games.
Possible. It is possible. I mean, I think they always have a chance against Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philly.
But I don't know about the
not Kansas
ones.
City.
Detroit's probably going to beat the crap out of them.
Yeah, Detroit and Kansas City are
what's Detroit, 5-3?
Kansas City's kind of hard to predict. They'll kind of fiddle fart with their food a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, your offense can't have pre-snap penalties and three turnovers. And you know. But I think going into those games, if your offense has a good game, you're going to be able to score into the 30s with anybody. If your pass rush is coming along, you get your safeties back, your linebackers are way better. You got the best trio of defensive tackles now in the league, probably.
Yeah, I mean, you better. There's some
things to build around.
Making some.
You
got to
get
there.
Diggs back, probably. And what's that going to be after the first game in that gauntlet? After that's Philly is the first one?
I think Philly would be the first one, yeah. And who knows what version of Diggs that you're getting. But, yeah, we're saying there's a chance. I would just like to see some optimism heading into the offseason because I don't think Flus is going anywhere. I don't think they want to make a change.
I mean, hell, Detroit lost to Minnesota. That's a real thing.
Happened last
it's a week-to-week league, man. It's a week-to-week league. The NFL is a strange lady,
strange
Brian.
Lady.
Last night on the Manning cast, things were percolating, fellas.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. There wasn't a Halloween costume this year, though. That was last week. This is Baker. He's got jokes when it comes to scrambles.
Week 6, you're facing a 3rd-and-14 against the 49ers. You had one of the plays of the season. We'll show it here when we get a second. Here we are. All right, take us through the play here and tell us when you went from, all right, avoid this sack to I might get the first down.
Right about here. It was late. It was late in the down. yeah, they did a good job on the twist game up front. Had a couple guys running free. Somehow snuck out of that one. At that point.
Yeah, when do you work on that? What day of the week do you work on like breaking tackles and the spin moves and some of that stuff? Well, the duck up and under?
I tried one time in Fayetteville, Arkansas. It didn't go too well. I wound up getting arrested. But I've improved since then. So, you know, just finding time whenever I can.
Hey, we can find that footage, I'm sure, also. But
that's the key.
Won't.
They should have played the footage right there. That is that's an all-time classic there from Baker. Just getting destroyed by a security officer there.
Yeah, he got mashed.
What was the story? He was too hammered to know better. He tried to escape but could only run a few steps.
And he just got...
Without falling down.
He got leveled.
Decleated. Unbelievably destroyed.
He is such a meathead.
He is, but he's become so likable. Like, you know, at that time when he was running away from the cops there in Fayetteville, he was like the douche.
Well, yeah, you thought it might be Johnny Manziel 2.0.
Yeah, but now, I mean, he's a guy that's going to make fun of himself. He's funny.
He's a functioning alcoholic.
Yeah, he's functioning. Absolutely.
No, my man's found Jesus now.
Baker found Jesus?
Yeah.
Is that the key? Him and Conor McGregor?
Look at that.
Yeah, I saw that from McGregor, too.
Conor said the same thing. Maybe that's just what you say. All right, Tankathon. What are the Cowboys picking? Picks 14 and 24?
Yeah.
14 and 24. Not bad.
Not bad. Did you get both your picks this year?
This year we got both the picks. And when I say the higher, we got a question. The higher of the picks, whichever one is the better pick. If the Cowboys end up with a better record than the Packers, it'll be the Packers pick in 2027. When it's the opposite, which inevitably probably will be, it'll be the Cowboys pick going back to the Jets in 2027. We've got cloning of dogs. Eric, I know this is probably the story that you were most excited about.
I saw it.
Tom Brady. This is
great.
Says that his dog, Junie, is a clone of former dog, Lua, that passed away in 2023. He revealed that, quote, I love my animals. They mean the world to me and my family. A few years ago, I worked with Colossal and leveraged their non-invasive cloning technology through a simple blood draw of our family's elderly dog before she passed. They then went ahead and cloned with the second dog with this new biotech company. I don't even know, Viagen Pets?
That is wild.
Viagen Pets.
That's weird, dude.
Basically, now he's got himself his old family dog reincarnated.
I'd make like 5 of them.
Just a bunch of... I mean, if you get one good dog, I get it, man.
They get the perfect temperament. You know,
doesn't bark.
Has all the right traits. Yes. I don't think that stuff carries over to the next time. The potty training. You probably still got to put in. But everybody knows their favorite dog ever. Wouldn't you like to be able to bring it back?
Just reincarnate it over and over again with the cloning.
This is one of the biggest examples of riches that we've ever seen.
But we now know Brady is going to clone himself.
Like, how much would that cost?
This is just one step.
Six-figure deal?
What does it cost? And then also, like, what's been the return on investment here? Like, how similar is it?
Yeah.
You know, like, from a temperament standpoint and all that kind of stuff. But, like, this is crazy.
It is. And the 817 does ask a good question. Does Tom Brady kiss his dog on the mouth, too?
I would imagine. Yep. I would imagine. Like, I mean, when he was saying bye to that first one, only God knows, bro.
A lot of tears.
Well, he obviously couldn't say goodbye for long. No. Had to bring it back. That's quite a story, though.
Remember when he was talking about hitting your dog, though, earlier in the season?
That's true.
That's right.
Maybe that's because he went through a bad dog phase.
Maybe that dog could really take a whooping. You know, he could find another one like it.
If this one dies, I'll just clone it again. Just beat the crap out of this poor dog.
I think he missed an opportunity. The first one was named Lua. Second one's got to be Tua. You know, it's the sequel.
He was flirting with ownership in Miami.
If he was football a Dolphin, if he would have like had his Patriots career with the Dolphins, I think that's a shoe in.
But I can't wait for the clone of Brady to go win seven more Super Bowls for some team in the next few.
That would be creepy. Okay, and who knows?
It might happen.
You know, if maybe that'll happen at some point in the future. Could you maybe clone a dog? Because I still have old Spud. Spud's the dog that I would bring back. I have an old collar of his. I wonder if there's enough DNA like in the dander.
Yeah.
Maybe some sweat in there.
You could try it out.
Preserve it over time.
You're just a Tom Brady bank account away from making this happen.
This Viagene company.
That's insane. I couldn't imagine actually publicly admitting to it, being such a public figure. Like, I wonder what kind of brushback he's getting on this.
Just imagine Kirk Herbstreit seeing the story and just rubbing his hands together right now.
We'll see what Mark Schlereth has to say.
He's an investment guy in that company. Yeah.
Dude, he's definitely an investor in that company.
The Cowboys added Quinnen Williams. They lost to the Cardinals. To get Mark Schlereth's thoughts on these stories coming up at 4:40, little two guys, one booth, an audio celebration of game day coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Next year on The Fan. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Mark Schlereth coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll have the Brian Schottenheimer press conference for you as well. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you or a loved one's been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's Wolchuk and Chiafalo with your two guys in a booth.
All right, wonderful. 9 hours of a game day broadcast. Yesterday, Monday Night Football. So we do this on a Tuesday. We also have TD Tuesday coming up at the 6 o'clock hour.
How about that, man?
Brian Broaddus edition might be sneaking into TD Tuesday this week.
Oh, I made it?
He was on top of the mountain. He's calling touchdowns. And then next thing he knows, he's picking himself up off the pavement.
Oh, yeah.
Bucky's parking lot.
He's falling and he can't get up.
Whirlwind of a weekend.
He can predict a touchdown. But let's do it. A 9 hour game day, pregame, in game, postgame. Nobody's safe because it's time for two guys, one booth.
Sounds good, boys. Here we go. Monday Night Football. And we kick off the proceedings with Babe Laufenberg. Boy, is he in a good mood.
Okay, ready? Here, ready? Ready for some sunshine? Call me Mr. Sunshine. Okay. They call me Mr. Tibbs.
I'll just call you Sunny.
And they call me Mr. Sunshine.
Okay.
Yes. They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Starting off in their bag.
Good back and forth.
I got a good feeling about this batch.
I think this is going to be great. Shout out to Kevin Walker for pulling these for us. We love you. We appreciate you. Brad and Babe, another back and forth. Who's your mama?
Who touched him first? Reddy Stewart. What? Am I lying?
Ouch!
Ouch! Am I reporting inaccurately?
No.
Right. You're not his mother. You don't have to look at me like that in that tone of voice.
Well, if I were his mother, I'd have slapped you.
Oh,
okay. I love when Babe gets aggressive, man.
Just violence.
There is some violence beneath that. That very, very happy-go-lucky gentleman that is Babe Laufenberg.
That incredible beard and diamond calves.
Yeah, he really does. He's got it all, man. All right, now the violence, the frustration, it's starting to pile up because last night was an unmitigated masterpiece of dog ass.
It was. Disaster at its finest.
Here's Brad Sham.
Something about these Arizona uniforms and helmets, and it turns the Cowboys into oboe players.
Now, what does that mean? What's the reference there? I assume it's super dated.
I mean, isn't an oboe?
Oboe.
It's kind of like a clarinet.
Yeah. It's in the... Yeah.
It's an orchestra reference. Yeah. Like they're
it's a
like a violin.
Instrument.
They're
it's
band nerds.
Yeah, it's a woodwind instrument. The old oboe.
I think, isn't it is it a bigger violin?
It's like a John DeLancey bit.
Benny Goodman.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
I know that. I played the
Albrecht Mayer. Guys like that.
Albrecht Mayer.
Andy McKay.
Oh, Andy. That's one of the best oboe players ever.
Yeah, Alex Klein, Catherine Needleman.
Oh, Catherine.
Alex Klein sounds like a player at Kansas State.
And the Needleman family. Those move the needle. Okay, whenever you tell somebody not to say something, what are they going to do?
Say it with their mouth.
They're going to say it.
Don't say holding offense. Don't say it.
Holding offense, number 87. 10-yard penalty, remains second.
What happened?
I didn't think I could find a person that listened to you less than me, but I just did. Our referee. You told him don't say
What have you and I done to this crew, to our fine referee, Mr. Hill? You've told him. I've told him. He's ignored us both. Christy, have you tried telling him?
I tried, but that was actually a good call. Ferguson got hold of Sweat's collar, you know, just right under the chin strap, gave him a pull. Subtle, but... Well, the line judge saw it.
How do we know it wasn't a jersey exchange during the game?
It could have been.
He was trying to just pull his jersey
off. It's the only way they've stopped Sweat all night.
I'd take Ferguson's jersey after that game and set it on fire.
Burn it.
Remember when he was talking about getting the victory and then having a nice Halloween party to kick off the bye
week? I wonder if they're Halloween
they put a kibosh on that.
Yeah, oh, these guys are partying.
You think so? Well, yeah. they better party now with the Quinnen Williams move. By the way, Dak has
life's good.
In. Dak said he's bleeping pumped, and you can quote me on that. He actually used the F word.
He used the F word, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
He said the F word.
The excitement's real.
Fun.
Did he say everything they originally said about Kenny Clark after the Micah trade is actually what applies to this trade now?
I don't know. We'll see what Shoddy has to say. Maybe he'll gaslight us.
All right. Here we go. Yes, Brian Schottenheimer, top of the hour. All right. Here we go. Babe Laufenberg, the floor is yours.
How many times you say that? All right. Here we go. think you said it.
Here
like,
we go.
I said it a lot.
Like two, three times. They're just that one.
You know what? Stop watchdogging.
He's
all right?
Watchdogging me.
Feeling the pressure.
Right, here we go.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Ready to set up?
Here we go.
He blocked it with his damn face
the whole
mask.
The whole middle of his face mask.
He's lucky he didn't get the punter's foot in his face. No, you know?
The damn face mask. He
really
blocked
did
it with his damn face mask.
Right off his face.
He did. He missed the hands and went right into the face mask.
Man, he almost had a second one. Sam was getting after it. Were he just needs to play special teams.
Were we all waiting for them to dogpile on the ball and then just punch it out of
the
end
zone?
Football's falling.
I was yelling at the TV, don't kick it out.
Mine.
I wish we had have gotten a timer GPS on Marshawn Nealon, though. He was hauling ass.
He was like form running.
He was sprinting, dude. It was like he was running a 40-yard dash. Yeah. He went for that ball. Thank gosh he got it.
He was thankful he didn't have a tight end driving him 10 yards off the football.
That's true. That is true. We have a 2-minute warning situation here with Brad and Babe.
Marvin Harrison Jr., of course, is the son of Marvin Harrison Sr., the Hall of Fame receiver for the Indianapolis Colts. And they didn't work out, Brad. They didn't. Say it.
Do what?
2 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
See, I held up the two.
See, I'm looking at Brad this way.
I held
way,
up
the
two fingers.
The other way.
Because it's the Windstar World Casino and Resort 2-minute warning. See these two fingers?
I'll get back
They're
to
They're about
that
to
story.
Become one. Dallas Cowboys football will continue after this.
Hey, plus, Brad.
Well done.
There's a man that can keep his sense of humor.
Yes.
No question, man. I do love Brad Sham and the comedic value that he brings week in, week out, especially when the game's going sideways on you.
Yeah. And it's not you that he's lashing out
on. He keeps it entertaining, yes, and he's not lashing out. We had a nice.
I thought it was good.
Nice back and forth talking football last night.
He finally agreed it's a must win.
I didn't poke the bear with must win or analytics. Well, kind of with
the
analytics.
He yelled at me in the post game.
Did he?
He said, rightly so.
You're out of line.
He said he did, but he really didn't yell at me. He was just having a discussion
with
me.
He just got animated.
Yeah, he just got a little upset with me. That's okay.
It happens.
Yeah, I deserved it.
Okay, so this was pretty funny because then you get the 2-minute warning where Brad Sham's ready to throw up the middle bird to Babe Laufenberg. Then 2 minutes goes by. Let's send this thing into the halftime show. And I think Brad just sort of lost his ass there for a second. He was thinking about the sushi.
He was.
It's time for the Jim Beam halftime show. The Cowboys, in the words of our great late friend, the great coach at Texas Tech.
Spike Dykes.
Oh, yeah. They got some doing to do. They trail the Cardinals at halftime 17-7.
Somebody save him. He's drowning. Save me.
The great late.
He's like, in his hand, pause. He's like, Brian and I are right behind him, and he's like, oh, who am I thinking of right now? I'm like, I have no idea. Don't look at me. And then finally, Babe had it figured out.
That's a good teammate right there.
Yes.
You get the middle bird, and the next thing you know, you're picking your guy up.
Absolutely.
Off of a Bucky's parking lot floor.
All right, let's stick with Brad here, who is making noises.
Yes, Jake Chan Gailey's first year. Yep. All right, Cardinals will start with the ball at the Arizona 26-yard line.
So many bits.
That's a drop.
That's
an all-timer right
That's
there.
That's awesome.
Okay, it's not just the Dawson household that struggles with math. The Laufenberg struggle as well.
And Prescott was in trouble on that pass, too. A minute left in the third quarter. Cowboys are down by 17. And Arizona's Prescott hit. Changing the play, and Arizona's going to use their first timeout.
Arizona, their first.
They only had 10 guys on the field, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And you
Thank
know,
God they only had 10 because I can't get to 11.
You know what? It's just good to be self-aware. I'm there with you, babe.
Yeah, be aware of computers and artificial intelligence, how good they are at math.
They can figure it out, just like those calculators.
If you love math, pursue it. You know?
Right.
Do your thing.
Go be
the next Einstein.
Damn right.
And for the rest of us, come on. What are we doing?
Just give us some help, please. Don't ask me about fractions. The Cowboys, so the self-inflicted wounds were bad.
Killing themselves, kids. I'm telling you, they are killing themselves.
It felt that way.
Yeah. If you need help, we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the night for it.
No.
Brad Sham, I guess, has more noises to make.
I had a strawberry on my rear end the size of a basketball when we finished. That was the red tush push, as far as I was concerned.
Second down and four.
Never rode horses again.
And the horses all said, yay.
That exchange is so great. Just the whole back and forth.
Comes out of the gates with amazing. A strawberry on
his rear. And yeah, never made that mistake again. That's the red tush bush.
So good.
Then we go to the post game show where I,
Club.
Well, I brain farted.
You know?
Yeah. I was thinking Bailey was going to just crush it right down the middle. Boom.
Aubrey, Bailey.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Dan Bailey.
Yeah.
Dan icing his balls, Bailey. Yeah. Butter Aubrey. Shout out to Plano.
Bailey would have knocked it right down the middle. It would just fallen at the 15-yard line.
Yeah, it would have been a little short. But yeah, the accuracy would have been there.
Kick six for Arizona.
Well, thank you, boys.
Thank you.
Two guys, one booth, an audio celebration of the game day that was. We got Mark Schlereth coming up next here, then the shoddy presser on the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. We'll have the Brian Schottenheimer press conference coming up before too long as Cowboys made two trades today. And we're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And a good afternoon, Mark. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. You know, tail whooping by Arizona, but then the trade for Quinnen Williams. Cowboys give up a one and a two. How do you like that trade?
Oh, I mean, I like it. I mean, I think Quinnen Williams is a hell of a football player, without question, and great run defender. What does it do for you this year? Probably not a whole lot. I mean, you know, you guys give up 20-yard plays like it's your job in Dallas. And so I don't know that one guy in the middle, and I know they got Well, then you got Logan Wilson as well, right? Who I really like as a linebacker. But, hey, you know, I always say on the line of scrimmage, one guy that's a beast, we can contend with that. When you start getting two or three dudes, that's when it becomes really, really hard for offensive line to kind of eliminate that guy, so to speak. So he'll make some plays, but your back end is so tore up and you know, and the defense has just been so abysmal that I don't know that that makes a big, big difference, you know, as far as, you know, trying to make a playoff push.
Yeah, I mean, it's a step, but I don't know that the Cowboys are a playoff team, and now they've got this Vegas Raiders team that you just got to see against Jacksonville. I mean, do you, after watching the Cowboys last night, is this a matchup that maybe the Raiders could kick their ass?
Well, I mean, the Raiders got healthy, right? The Raiders got their guys back. So, Brock Bowers, that dude is phenomenal. I mean, just phenomenal. So big, strong, fast, and a great route runner. He's the one dude that can beat man-to-man coverage. And I don't care who it is. I mean, even Jacksonville put their best man-to-man corner in the red zone toward the goal line on him, and he beat him for a touchdown. And, like, that's big. So I think they're playing better. Obviously, Max Crosby is a problem for anybody. That guy makes a lot of plays. So, like, the Raiders played well against Jacksonville, had a chance to win that game, didn't get it done. But I think the Raiders, I think the Raiders are moving in the right direction, at least. And offensively, Geno Smith played a lot better last weekend against Jacksonville. So we'll see exactly what they become. But, yeah, I mean, they're going to be a tough out. They'll play hard, so no question.
Stink, there's been a lot of talk here as of late with Brian Schottenheimer having to spend time in defensive meetings to help out Eberflus and figure out what's going on the defensive side of the ball. How normal is that in your experience?
Well, I think there's a lot, you know, when you say, hey, man, we've got to, like, here's what teams are doing. I mean, Eberflus knows what he's doing, right? You just don't have the players to get it done. So, and then it might be one of those situations where, like, hey, man, we're going to have to get out of the things you like to do and do some things that are uncomfortable. And here are some situations that give us issues, whatever. I mean, it's probably not the most, you know, normal thing to do. But listen, I will tell you, you can have the greatest coach in the world. If you don't have the players, it really doesn't matter. You got to have players. You got to have players that can, you know, can make plays and can do things in critical situations. And so ultimately, I think that's always one of those things where you have a coach that comes in, or you have, you know, you're the head coach. You got to be in charge of everything. And that includes, you know, you got to have those meetings. But the bottom line is you just don't have the players right now. So, hey, you know, we're trying to figure it out. I don't look at that like, oh, Eberflus can't coach or doesn't know what he's doing. No, he just doesn't have the players to get it done.
Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Hey, Stink, it seems like that just when the Cowboys, they've got things kind of going with the running game, but they're also losing games with their running game. Do you think defenses are just like, yeah, oh, we're okay. Yeah, fine. Run the ball with Williams. Do what you want that way, but we're not going to let you beat us throwing the football. Do you think that's something to, because we've seen every time we look up and there's a loss, Williams is having a good game, and the Cowboys have been running the ball, but they just haven't got anything out of it.
Yeah, well, when Williams starts making tackles on the defensive side of the ball,
sure,
then we'll have it figured out. I mean,
right.
You've got to be able to run the ball. You've got to take the starch out of defenses. You got to be able to do that, win time of possession. But the bottom line, you know, you look at the Dallas Cowboys, defensively, they're going to struggle. And part of the, you know, part of the deal is when you run the ball, you help out protection. You help out your offensive line. You create one-on-one situations on the edge for your wide receivers. You do all those things. So, you know, all that stuff is important. The bottom line is, you know, the Cowboys just aren't very good, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, I know everybody goes, well, we've got two big-time wide receivers. Let's just chuck the ball. Let's just throw it. And then the next thing you know, you can't protect. You get your quarterback banged up. There's a method to the madness. And right now you're trying to overcome, you know, a faulty defense, and that's hard to do.
How about in the AFC, you have the Colts doing two ones for Sauce Gardner. Apparently, the Chiefs wanted Breece Hall, but the Jets wanted a three-back. Kansas City was only willing to do a four. Should they have gone to the three and added Breece Hall to that group?
Kansas City, I don't know that. I mean, I like Hunt. I like what they're doing right now on you know Sunday, notwithstanding against the Buffalo Bills losing that game. But, it's an all-out. It's an all-out fire sale with the Jets, and you know it just is. It's interesting. I love what they did in Indianapolis, getting Sauce Gardner, because it just gives them so many options on the defensive side of the ball. So I think that's great. I don't know that. I mean, Breece Hall's a really nice back. There's no question. I don't know that he's that big a difference maker. I mean, me personally, would I have done it when I've gone to the third round? Yeah, because I don't covet draft picks. And you know, the reason draft picks are so coveted in the league is because there's salary certainty. You know, you get 4 years of a guy at basically change out of the couch cushions in the owner's office. So, like, I get why teams do it. But I would much rather have a known commodity over an unknown commodity. So many of these guys that get drafted just can't play at the NFL level. So that's kind of how I look at it. But, obviously Kansas City didn't want to give it up.
When you look and you're calling games every week across the league, like the Cowboys would move the football last night and then they'd stall inside the 10. How prevalent is that across the NFL with teams struggling inside the red zone?
Well, I think it's a real prevalent thing, especially teams that don't want to run it or don't know how to run it against heavy boxes. You know, you get down to the red zone and you no longer have the fear of getting beat over the top. So having a really fast wide receiver no longer does anything for you north and south, right? And so ultimately everybody's stacked in there, and so you better really understand how to run it and how to set your play action up off of that stuff. So I think it's pretty prevalent across the National Football League that it's really, you get down there and you get limited space, it's really hard. Look at the Green Bay Packers, who everybody thinks is one of the best teams in the NFC. They got down against Carolina five times, they scored one touchdown. So it's pretty prevalent throughout the league. It's hard to score down there in the red zone, and so anyhow that's just part of the way the game is played. And and defenses obviously have an advantage over there because there's just lack of space.
Hey, just wanted to say, Stink, big salute to you for the peeing on the bathroom floor stuff, man, in an airplane. I do respect that at a high level.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you fly every week and you see people in shorts are like tank tops. Nobody wants to see your armpits. I saw a dude. I flew home Sunday night after calling a game. Dude in flip flops. I think to myself, dude, you're an animal. Put some shoes on. Nobody wants to see your ugly ass feet. That's gross. I don't understand it. There should be a code. Should be a code to be able to get on an airplane.
You ever just say screw it? Screw the bathroom. I'm just gonna go urinate on this foot.
Well, no, I didn't go that far. I'm not an animal.
Are dudes still peeing in their pants during game days like you were? Like, is that still a frequent thing? Do you know? Have you been on that beat?
No, I've not been. I have not been. I don't know. I'm sure there's a few dudes that, you got to go. I'm sure that happens occasionally, I would imagine.
Right.
You're the man, Stink. Appreciate you as always. Enjoy week 10. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, guys. Be well.
There he goes. You too, Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. That's our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereth.
Spike Dykes.
Yeah. Okay. We got three down, two to go.
Yeah.
We're waiting for the Brian Schottenheimer press conference here, and we'll jump in as soon as he starts yapping up there at the Star next here on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.